This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, backed Cuban anti-government protesters on Monday. Borrell said that Cubans have the right to protest and called on the government to listen to their grievances about COVID-19 and medical and food shortages. Borrell told a news conference following a meeting of EU foreign ministers that the protesting over discontent is something that hasn't been seen since 1994. Thousands of Cubans protested Sunday in the largest anti-government demonstrations in decades. People expressed frustrations with the economic crisis and the government's response to the pandemic. Protesters chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana. Colombian police said on Monday they could not share any theories about the murder of Haitian President Jovenel Moise. Police also said they respect the Haitian state's autonomy after 18 Colombians tied to the case were arrested and three others killed. Moise was shot dead early on Wednesday at his Port-au-Prince home by what Haitian authorities describe as a unit of assassins formed of 26 Colombians and two Haitian Americans. The assassination has plunged the troubled Caribbean nation deeper into turmoil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to confirm that all remaining lockdown restrictions in England will be lifted in a week's time. He'll also urge people to remain cautious amid a huge resurgence of the coronavirus. The Prime Minister is expected to say at a news conference that face masks and all social distancing measures will be lifted in England on July 19th. But he is also set to downplay talk of Freedom Day, given the sharp rise in new cases. This is VOA News. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. health officials Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. Last week, Pfizer asserted that booster shots would be needed within 12 months, drawing a rebuttal from U.S. health officials saying booster shots were not needed at the time. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci didn't rule out the possibility, but said it was too soon for the government to recommend another shot. Israel has started dispensing third doses of the coronavirus vaccine to individuals with weakened immune systems. The health ministry said in a statement Monday that in light of the rise in new infections in Israel, it was allowing the immunocompromised to receive a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Though much of the country is vaccinated, Israel has seen a steady increase in new cases of coronavirus in recent weeks. Most of the new cases are among children who are not eligible for the vaccine, and the government has pushed for teenagers to go get vaccinated. Most of the newly reported cases are mild. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan has relinquished his command at a ceremony in the capital of Kabul, taking the United States a step closer to ending a 20-year military presence that became known as its Forever War. The move Monday comes as Taliban insurgents continue to gain territory across the country. General Scott Miller handed over command Monday to Marine General Frank McKenzie, the head of U.S. Central Command. McKenzie will operate from Central Command headquarters in the U.S. city of Tampa, Florida. McKenzie assumes authority to conduct possible airstrikes in defense of Afghan government forces, at least until the U.S. withdrawal concludes by August 31st. British police have opened investigations into the racist abuse of three black football players. The players missed penalty shots in England's shootout loss to Italy in the European Championship final. The Metropolitan Police has condemned the unacceptable abuse of Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho, and Bukayo Saka. The department says it will be investigating the offensive and racist social media posts published soon after Italy won Sunday's shootout 3-2 after the match ended 1-1. The English Football Association said it was appalled by the disgusting behavior. More international headlines for you on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.